Hello!
Hi.
Hey
everyone, welcome to episode 6 of Once Upon a Captain Swan.
Six episodes, wow.
So today we have myself, Sarah. We have JMO.
Hello.
We have Lindsay.
Hiya.
We have Jenna.
Hello.
We have Kimberly.
Bonjour.
We have Gabrielle.
Hey.
And Rachel.
Hey.
Today we're going to be doing our second throwback episode, and we're going to be watching Good Form from Season 3, Episode 5.
Yeah. Woo. Love it.
Before we jump into that, I want to do a couple little housekeeping notes. We've been getting a lot of people contacting us wanting to know if they can be on the show. And we love that you guys are so interested and that you want to come participate and hang out with us. At the moment, there's 8 of us doing this right now, so we're not looking to add anyone full time. However, we are brainstorming ideas of how to get you guys involved some more. Maybe do like some little guest spots or interviews and things like that. So just know that we are thinking and brainstorming about ways to get you guys involved more. So don't think that we're just not going to ever add anyone else and you never get to hear anyone else talk. We do want you guys to be more involved. So stay tuned is all I'm going to say. Stay tuned. Yes. We're working on it. And the other note that I have is we did a poll on Twitter where we asked how you guys would feel if we started talking about spoilers on the show. 94% of you who responded said, please, yes, talk about spoilers. But since there were a few of you that don't want spoilers, what we're going to do is we're going to do it at the very end of each episode. So starting soon, we're going to do a little spoiler roundup, but it'll be at the very end so that those of you that don't want to be spoiled, you can just kind of turn off the episode after everything else is done. And that way you don't get spoiled. So that's how we're going to handle spoilers. We're not going to do any this week, but maybe starting next week, we'll start to add that in a little bit. Because I know you guys, you keep saying to us, please talk about spoilers. So we will. We just want to gather up a bunch. Because right now, I feel like there isn't a whole lot to talk about.
Yeah.
So maybe in another week or two or so, we'll have a little more to go on. I know they're going to be filming in Steveston again Tuesday and Wednesday, I think. So we might get some good stuff.
Woohoo. To
talk about. Yay. Cool. All right.
It will be after all of the wrecks, so you'll be able to hear all the wrecks first. And
exactly.
If you still want to hear the spoilers, you can still keep listening.
Yep. Trying to make everyone happy.
Heck yeah.
Yay.
And my one last little housekeeping thing is I want to give shout-outs to a few people that have been constantly commenting on our videos on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you're not, like, kind of answering the questions that we put out there, you're still commenting about how much you love the show. So I want to give all you guys shout outs. I want to give shout outs to Joy, Sarah, Adrian, Raleigh, Roger Jones, 47 Isis, Crystal, Rogue Vortex 58, Annabelle, and Captain Swan Girl 32. Thank you so much for all of your lovely comments that you leave on our videos every week.
Yay,
and thank you so much for listening. So
I love it.
You guys are awesome. All right. We ready to watch the episode?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
The cost.
So we are in Season 3, Episode 5, Good Form. It starts out with Henry and the Lost Boys. And at this point in the show, Peter Pan is trying to get Henry to sort of assimilate into the Lost Boys group and kind of get him to start feeling that sense of, I don't want to go home anymore and be with my family.
He's so young. Like after like going back to an episode, he sounds just so young. It's like, oh, baby Henry,
he's a tiny baby.
Baby, and he's wearing red plaid like his
dad. He wore that for the entire first half of the season.
Still, I'm just saying, he's
poor thing,
like his grand,
like everyone. No one had any outfit changes.
Well, I mean, he's on the island of the Lost Boys. What is he going to change into? A toga? Like, come on.
I wish they all would run around in, like, Lost Boy gear.
Weird fantasy of rings.
Yep.
You know what I love about this is that any typical child who suddenly finds himself in Neverland, they're going to think it's, like, the greatest thing ever and kind of just be like, yes, no parents, and kind of run around. And I can see how that kind of lifestyle can be, like,
appealing.
Yeah, appealing. I was trying to find the right word. But for Henry, like, Henry doesn't really fall into that. Like, he's so happy to have that family, that new family that he's acquired, and it's like he's so grateful for that, and it's like nothing can take that away from him. And I think that's really kind of
sweet. If you also think about it, his everyday life is kind of like a fantasy in Neverland and dealing with all the storybook characters. So it's like, this isn't that out of the norm for him normally. So being here, he's just kind of like, meh, I want to go home.
He's over
it. About it. If you think about it, Henry didn't have family growing up. He only had Regina. So now that he has it, he wants it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
I miss Robbie K.
I miss him so much. So much.
Oh, he was so good.
Now we're in Neil's little home that he built for himself, little cave.
Those little check marks on the rocks. There's how many times I think about Colin O'Donoghue and Jennifer Morrison on a daily basis.
Yes. You just stopped counting, didn't you?
I really did. It wasn't worth it anymore because I don't want to keep track anymore.
I just love the need a hand love. Is that a joke?
Yes.
I love all the hand jokes. Quite cute. I feel like this season had the most.
Yeah.
I like this part when she looks at him. Like, it's like a married couple.
Yes. So married. Mm-hmm. Arm goals.
She doesn't look at her parents. Arm she goals. Looks at him.
I like how she just jumps onto the bed as well. Like, like flawlessly how she does it. It's just like, seriously, I would just probably fall over or something.
Yeah, I'd be like a manatee getting on a rock or something, right? Like, or sea lion getting on a rock or something. Like, that's what I would look like.
Oh, look at the way he looks at her. Oh, so cute.
You can just sense the tension.
His hair was so beautiful.
Yeah, like, I keep saying season 5 is my favorite, but then when we go back and rewatch episodes, I'm like, oh, but I like this episode hair, and I like this one from season 2, and it's just like... I can't...
I think we just love his hair.
It's
a given.
Yes.
Sorry.
And here we go with the Captain Charming sass off.
Yes!
Oh, Daddy Charming.
Captain Charming.
He's just fighting. He's just like fighting the connection, but Killian's just loving it. He's like,
I love
bring
his
it on, bring all the love.
His little smug smile.
Yeah.
Also, how long have they been on the island? Why does Dave have no 5 o'clock shadow? Can we talk about that for a second? I mean, I guess is it because time's frozen? Is that what we're going with here?
Yes.
We're gonna go with that.
Time's frozen. Your body becomes frozen in its current state.
Well, hello, Lieutenant Jones.
Hello,
sir. All right, so thoughts on the ponytail. Do we hate it? Do we love it?
I love the ponytail. I think it's adorable. I'm sorry.
I like it with the hat on.
Oh, no. Ugh, his hat's driving me crazy. Especially Liam's hat.
Taco hat.
Like, you can't stand.
Otherwise, I don't like
close enough to people without, like, if you turn your head, you're just whacking someone in the eye. Like, they just...
Rachel. Rachel, you tell them that, what about...
It's supposed to be your personal space boundary, man.
Yeah, and
I just love the rum bit as well.
Well, it hurts so much more since we got the season 5 flashback where he was drunk. He was the one with bad form who was drunk all the time, and now he's, like, this, like, guy who's,
cleaned
like...
up.
Yeah, he cleaned himself up, and I'm just like, oh, Killian... Trying so hard to make your brother proud. It just hurts.
Your brother.
Oh, I know.
Your brother who looks like Captain Crunch in his hat.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
So different.
Go approve these hats. Like, I can't take them seriously with these hats.
What I want to know is how they get the uniform to stay so white when we're on at sea. Because we can't stay that white those uniforms. That's been an explanation for that.
Magic.
Where's the enchanted forest version of bleach?
Yes.
Oh, and then they cut to him just, you know, drinking the rum after all that. It's so sad.
Oh, their stairs. Love it.
So much brooding.
All the brooding.
I want to know what kind of magical flask he has that gives him a never-ending supply of rum and cannot get one else.
Yes. Like, I honestly want a backstory. Like, that's my headcanon, is that it's an enchanted flask that doesn't run out.
As a lady
in Hermione's flask, man. It's Hermione's flask.
Yeah!
I love this part.
And then Charming lady just, insists. Like, grabs him and takes him away.
What would you like to yell at me about now, Dave? Like, I just love that he calls him Dave.
See, this is how David reacts to his, you know, connection. It's through anger and hate, because he's awful to Killian. in this episode. It really is. But I think it's to disguise his true feelings. Kind of like Emma, but a lot more, like, more horrible.
Like,
I think they're very similar. That's his first reaction mm-hmm. is to be like this to him, which is very similar to Emma's.
I can't mm-hmm. take the chance that I'm wrong about our bromance.
We can't know.
On that episode, we should change the name of the group to, like, Once Upon a Captain Charming.
Did you guys notice that when he is telling David about his brother, they're playing little pieces of the Captain Swan theme?
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the line, you know, stay away from my daughter.
I love when he gives him like a little... like,
That's what I mean. Like, he throws a bunch on him, and yet there's still plenty to go around, you know?
Proper pulls it on him, like, sucks him with rum.
And this so leads up to the best gift set ever for Captain Charming.
Yeah.
Nope. Everybody pause. God, Josh Dallas. I'm sorry. I know we love Colin, but God, I love Josh Dallas too.
Oh, so Dallas.
Don't apologize. We're all thinking the same.
Yeah.
He was all sweaty from hanging out with Killian already. I know it's because of the dream shape.
Killian knew that this was the only way to get Charming to mm-hmm. go up there so we could save him. He was just like, yeah.
But also, the fact that he came up with this elaborate plan in like a microsecond, you know, it's like, oh, okay, I'm going to do this whole elaborate plan where I drop this thing and then he's going to fall for it and then he's going to say this, that we need to go up to the top of this. I'm like, dude, you came up with that in like 2 seconds?
He's so
you don't know.
Yes.
He was knocked out for a while. You don't know. He could have been knocked out for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
But, like,
yeah, the ball, he could have... There was a commercial break there, yeah.
Yes.
He's so smart with stuff. Like, because Jenna and I watched The Crocodile last night as well together, and it was when he met Rumpel and he was lying about Mila. He's like, oh, she died a while ago. He's like spinning this whole tale. I'm like, you just came up with that on the spot. Like, bravo, sir, because I can't.
Yeah.
It's just so
smart. The man is quick on his feet.
He's very quick.
I mean,
The ball episode, it couldn't think of a name on the spot. So
yeah.
He was distracted with Emma.
Fair enough.
Neverland was just the best look for Hook.
Yeah.
Such a good look.
Yes.
I mean, but that means Killian's been carrying that insignia with him every single day because he just had it to throw.
Oh my god.
Just kill us.
Right in the fields, Kim.
Seriously. Damn it, Kimberly.
All above the fields train. Woo woo.
And you know he had to cut it off at some point, too. Oh, I'm still so mad we never got a Pegasus backstory or like anything. Just like this brief little mention, and it's just like
it took him like, you know, 2 years to do Greek mythology. So I'm just like, why didn't we mention that with Hercules at all?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The Hercules.
He says it's not Pegasus. Like it's one horse, not like a species either. So it's like
I know. There's gotta be multiple.
It's just such a cool idea, though. I love how they like used it to make the ship fly, so that we got like the flying ship from Peter Pan. And stuff. It was great.
And then, like Ray said last night, you get one splash with one cannonball, and then no splashes with the rest.
Oh, I love it so much. Continuity.
Just keep watching. You will see no splashes.
No more splashes. Mm-hmm. There's right, one.
Great CGI.
Once upon a, we don't care.
Once upon a lack of continuity.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so funny.
I'm sailing away.
Okay, Cartman.
Yes.
That's what I was going for.
I know what it is.
You know what? I was watching this going, they wouldn't be able to have breathed up there. Why are they still alive?
Right?
How high are they?
They're above the clouds.
At least 30,000 feet.
It's a magical boat, Jenna.
Yeah.
Come on, made of enchanted wood.
Magical.
Made of enchanted wood, okay?
This is once upon a time. Air. Don't question it.
Don't question it.
All right? All right.
Don't question real.
You don't ask real questions.
Just chalk it up as continuity error.
Magic. Everything as an explanation. Magic. Magic.
The only thing I like about Regina in this arc is the fact that they made her coat and her shirt made the same color scheme as the Evil Queen from the actual animated movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Mm. And I told Rachel that, and she was like, she's Disney bounding.
You can see that both Emma and Snow know that something's going on here. It's
Well, even if you see Regina, if you look at Regina's face in the background of this, she's kind of like, something's up, but I don't care enough to actually call him out on it.
A charm is just pretending that he's not going to die.
Yeah.
He did the daddy charming back of the head hug. And
oh, yeah. Oh.
Regina's just staring at him what's wrong with this guy? It's just whatever.
And Snow is oblivious. She's like, oh, he's giving me a really thoughtful goodbye, forehead kiss, no problem.
Yeah.
Seriously, girl?
Snow.
You would know something is up.
Wake up.
Look at that look. That longing look in the I love you. That is not just a, oh, hey, I love you, Snow. No. I'm dying.
Shit's going down.
How long have you known your husband? A really long fucking time. I feel like you should know that.
And it's not Charming's the best
They were
actor.
In a curse while they catch a lost boy.
They were in a curse most of the time, so they don't really...
I love this. I can't believe they just catch a child. It's like, oh, I caught the child in the net, quick.
seriously, that net just fell on top of him. How did he get tangled up in it? Looked it off
in reality.
He was done, he's gone.
Regina, I have candy.
Would you like some candy?
Apollo Bar. Lost candy. Reference. It's a lost reference
so
for the Apollo Bar.
Would you like a Lost Easter egg?
I love Lost. Lost is my favorite thing. There's actually in the episode, Liam Jones is actually kind of parallel to Charlie's brother, Liam. It's also called Liam.
Oh.
They even talk similar. I'm not even kidding. They call it to him, oh, come on, brother, blah, blah, blah. And so they act well. They're both really arrogant and don't listen to reason. Mm-hmm. They're massive, big dreamers. And to reach it, only for them to end in tragedy. And for the dreams to pick up the pieces. I love Lost. Lost is my favourite show. I will. Seriously. So the parallels, the first time I watched it, I was like, oh, okay. When did Liam Pitt get into this? What? And I wonder why they've done that. Because it is literally similar storyline, same tragic ending kind of thing. It's just very strange how they've done they've even used the same name. It's so strange, but interesting and good for me because it's a Lost reference. Sorry, I just geeked out there. I'm sorry.
I still don't understand Charming's reasoning for not telling them. It makes zero sense to me. Just tell them that you're dying. It's not that big of a deal. It bothers me.
He's acting a lot like Liam, actually, in this episode. He's being, way more awesome than usual. And he's putting Killian off position as well, because he watched Liam die in the same way, and now he's being forced to keep this terrible secret from Charming's family. I just think it's a bit of it's a total dick in this episode, I will say that. He really is.
I love it. We just went over the quote where he's like, one of you, I could bear, or two of you, I could barely stomach one. And I was just like, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to say, this is definitely one of my favorite episodes because I think, this was like the episode for me that really changed my way of thinking about Killian.
Mm.
It's before that I viewed him more as Hook, and I wasn't really that invested in his character so much, and then this episode I was just he's not that bad a guy, he's kind of had these things happen to him, and you can see underneath that he's actually quite a nice guy, he's just really insecure.
this was only Killian's second backstory episode, and it is very crucial to the development of his character and knowing how far he has come in terms of the highs and the lows of his depression.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he's had a lot of stuff to work through. It really, mm-hmm. it really shows him as a character of where he's come from, and he makes the decisions that he makes. Like, that everyone seems to think that he's just a complete jerk, but really, he just can't stand to see someone else die like Liam died, because that's just who mm-hmm. his soul is. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I feel like Killian Jones is a more precious than a cinnamon roll. What's more precious than that? Like, you have to protect the soul cost, because
French toast? Just, I don't know.
Yes, French toast.
French toast, okay.
Yeah.
Because he's just so fragile, and he could just... It takes one little nudge to nudge him going either way, right?
Emotional thinking about the scene in which Emma was saying, I can't lose you too, talking about everyone she's ever been with is dead. Everyone that he has ever cared about has also died.
Yeah.
So it's another thing to have in common.
Oh, I didn't think of it that way. Oh, I'm going to watch that again and cry now.
J-Mo.
To-do list. Write it down in your to-do list, Lindsay.
The storyline with Liam and Killian as well. It's like, looking back at it now and knowing how much he idolized his brother and the fact that he thought he was a hero, it's like, looking back at this bit, like, that was Killian. Like, he was the one who wasn't willing to risk it being a poison because he didn't want to obliterate a race. And his brother was stubbornly going on, like, oh, you know, forget about that and this, that, and the other. So... Yeah, so really, Killian was the way he idolized his brother. That's what Killian was like at that point.
Dumb
and awe. It kind of makes me sad. I'm like, oh.
It's got such a big heart, hasn't it, really? I mean, I think this is the first time we fully see it. And, you know, when he's given the chance, he doesn't hold back. And, Sorry.
Cinematography-wise here, I love this scene because they start off with Pan backlit, and so it's super dark, and the light is always on Killian's face to show the good intention, at least I feel. And then, if I remember correctly, as soon as Dave comes up, it shifts because Dave viewed him in a dark light, if I remember correctly. I haven't gotten that far yet, but just the lighting
beautiful, Kim.
Scene. Yeah, it's kind of interesting to look at it, because if you always look, the moonlight is shining on Killian's face, even though he just turned around to Pan again. He still has that light on his face, and Pan's half in darkness, and like that shadow that Killian's casting on his face right now. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, all right, man.
I mean, why wouldn't he just let him get the rope down? Why are you just being so stubborn? Stay down there until he's done talking.
Well, we now know where Emma gets her stubbornness.
Well, because it's David, and he's being a dick.
Yeah. All the dick in this episode. Oh, that came out wrong.
Well, we wish.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, no personal space between Pan and Hook, ever.
Dude, there's no personal space between that man and any person.
No.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very full on. I like it.
And that bit when, you know, it's like, you don't know whether he's accepted Pan's offer or not. And then David walks away, this hook to his head, and kind of, it makes you think, oh my god, like, what's he going to do? Like,
I know. I was afraid. I was like, don't go back.
Well, yeah, like, when I was, when this first episode aired, you didn't know him that well, and you didn't know where they were going with his character. So, I mean, it was very plausible that he could have killed David, or at least attempted to, and...
Now we have Liam stubborn ass Jones trying to tell his brother it's okay. You know, this isn't a poison. This is something that's gonna help people.
Our king wouldn't lie to us.
Our
government wouldn't lie to us. What are you talking about?
This social commentary is getting
on your brother.
Too real.
You won't listen to me.
Positivity, guys. Positivity.
I just I just wouldn't do that to my family. It's like
look at his little puppy face.
Seeing
look at Killian's puppy face.
The way they styled his bangs make him so innocent looking and just like a little baby.
So cute.
Like...
And then you have Liam's Jerry curl.
I'm like pulling out my hair right now from the scene, guys, because his face is so pure, and like he's just like
little bee.
About to get wrecked. And he's
it is awful.
No. It's all Liam's fault. It's all about Killian blames himself. It's like, it's not your fault, Killian. Uh-huh. Your brother's just a stubborn ass. As you said.
And people don't get why I don't like him. I don't like Liam. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't blame you after rewatching this episode. I'm just the dynamic between him and Killian and how he never listens to his brother actually kind of upsets me.
He's just it's awful. True.
Especially after Brothers Jones.
Yeah.
Especially after Brothers Jones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He just always
like he never gets to fight him again.
He never gives Killian a chance. Like he always makes it out like he's always in the right and he always knows what to do. And he never gives Killian a chance actually, you know, do the right thing and stuff. Cause Killian a lot of times he's very clever and he's on point, you know, he's quite intuitive. So he's quite often he does know what's going on. So, you know, it's a shame that he never trusted him to.
He pulls rank on him, and it's like, well, that's an awful thing to do to your brother.
You can pull rank on him on the ship as the captain to the lieutenant, but don't do that as an older brother.
Yeah.
They're so heartbroken when they have Regina rip out that kid's heart. Like,
oh, I know.
Not only Emma are just like wrecked, and you know Emma didn't really want to do it, but I mean, she really doesn't have a choice. Do you think?
No.
Like. I mean, I feel like she does, because I'm very much snowing. and snow, I am like her. But like, there always is another way to something like this. And so I feel like I sympathize with Snow here a lot. And Regina, I just hate.
Yeah.
Emma, though, it's like... Sorry, go on.
No, you go ahead. It's fine.
All right.
Go ahead.
So I just thought of the scene. This is totally off topic, but the scene from the Griswolds where he hits the guy on the bike. He's like, "Oh no, it's fine. It's not." Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Anyways, continue, Jenna.
I was just thinking, like, I kind of get where Emma's coming from because it's there may be another way, but I think Emma knows that there's such time constraints.
Yeah.
To stop Henry from you know going bad or whatever that she really doesn't want to risk it, which I kind of get, you know.
And like Neverland Dark as well was very like it was very quite bleak at times. Like I got the I think that was the first time in the show where I felt like there's not much hope around. You know, the show's meant to be about hope, but I think that's in that arc. It was the first time that I felt like there's not... And then suddenly, obviously, all this stuff happens, but, yeah.
The race against the clock. It's like an episode of Chopped.
How many times does David faint in this episode?
Like, a lot.
Four.
But I don't understand... And I was talking to JMO about it, is how is Liam being affected by it so much more quickly than David?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it because it's a more potent dose? Because it looks like it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's because it's straight from the source. I think Adam answered this. It's because it was straight from the plant itself.
Okay.
Which is why it affects me. And then, like, the other bit, poisoned arrows, it was like... slightly diluted or something. That's what I said anyway, so I don't know.
Got it.
I mean, even if you want to go with the fact that David got his, like, through his clothing too, so his clothes probably absorbed a good chunk of it too, right? As he got grazed, instead Liam's just like, nope, I'm a jerk, I'm gonna put this right on my arm.
Because I know everything.
I'm Liam Jones.
Like, that just goes to show how arrogant he is, and he thinks he's so right.
Yeah.
And how, he literally bets his life on it, and he loses.
He does, yes.
I do miss Killian's eyeliner. And I say this every time, like, we watch, like, an older episode.
So do I.
I do miss it. It's not
I
as...
I feel you, Lindsay.
It's not as potent anymore.
It's not.
Like, please.
And I know, I think they're trying to... I think they're trying to do, like, a...
Fair it out.
Yeah, like, oh, he doesn't need it anymore because he's not hooked. But I'm like, he can still keep that. Like, he can...
Please.
Just let him keep the island.
He's still the pirate.
Yeah. I love how David uses pirate as an insult. crappy giant.
I'm like, that's not an insult. I would love to be a pirate.
Right?
I absolutely love this scene where they're talking to him in the mirror.
Yeah.
And just
yeah,
the fact that he's been hoping for the fact that someone was going to come find him, and just for that confirmation that it's not a dream, that they actually came and got him. And then he had to, like, stop it immediately because Pan's on his way. It just makes me sad.
I feel like he didn't believe they were actually coming for him, because I feel like we're at this shift where he was just drawing a little house in the ground, but he just doesn't think that they're coming for him, even though he's looking in a mirror.
I think it's more of, like, he doesn't know how they can get to him.
Yeah. I mean, but, like, the heart of the truest believer, I feel like, would have kept the mirror, and I think he's already changing at this point in his time in Neverland, and that's why he throws the mirror away. Henry would pocket it. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I feel like Henry would shove it in his pocket, be like, I gotta go, and just shove you in his pocket, not throw him to this, throw the mirror to the side and break it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just me thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought, because he was so scared that Pan will find it and use it against him. Mm-hmm. Like, because, like, Pan, I think he's unsure, because, like, Pan's playing all these mind games on him, and I think he's just, like, not quite sure what's going on, and he has to remove all the evidence just in case it is actually them.
We're at the horrible part. Yeah. We're at the horrible part, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm not ready.
I'm not ready. Seems devastating. It breaks my heart every time.
His face.
Oh.
The dejection.
Holding Liam and the dream sheet spreading. And
it's going up to the neck and...
Someone help!
And then he just holds his hands up because he doesn't know what that hurts so bad. Is that he just holds his hands like in the air because he can't do anything except to watch his brother die, and it just hurts so much. And then we go to this scene where he has his black scarf over his face, and I'm just very conflicted. I'm so sad.
Yeah,
like you in all black,
that scarf,
glove, and the scarf, and I'm just like.
That
he's so badass
to save David, though, because it's like he easily could have got the great dream shade on him, and as soon as he comes out, it's like checking, because it's like, oh, thank God. So you know, he
did risk his life.
He's so badass, so he's just like, yeah, they have a sword, and it's like, this is so hot, can you like wear the scarf more often?
Because it's literally another petition for more
How many petitions is that?
I think we're
at
like 27 now. I'm not sure, but
yeah,
I feel like we should start a petition for us to write the show. We'll just write it here. We got this. Don't worry.
We'll take over from here, guys.
I appreciate.
Step aside, Jane.
I appreciate the fact.
No, Jane stays. Jane stays. Everybody else is go.
Bye.
I appreciate the fact that he.
Yeah, we write it. Jane directs it, and that's
yeah.
I love the fact that he could not watch another person die of this, since he wasn't able to save Liam fully, and he just couldn't watch another person die from this plant. And even if he doesn't really like Dave at this point, or they're not really getting along, I appreciate that he wanted to save his life.
And it just goes to show.
Like, look at the dream shades already on his face, and like. Yeah.
But it also just goes to show how much he hates Rumpelstiltskin, because he was willing to use that poison on Rumpel.
Yes, true.
That wink.
I think also just
I didn't do it for you, mate.
And the dream shade. I think it just kind of, in a way, it's going to remind him of who he used to be back then, because he was dead innocent and like. So in some ways, he might feel more like his old self, like watching this again, sort of thing.
Well, it's hidden in the episode, like, oh, you're just a pirate, you're no good, you're not a hero, blah, 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 blah. When actually, we've seen in this flashback, yeah, he was a hero. He can be a hero. This is the potential. This is his chance.
A tragic hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for. Really, Regina, because you haven't done anything these series of episodes. Oh, wait, you made a fireball.
Oh, okay. There's that hot snowing kiss.
Oh, yeah. I'm complaining.
Snowing, yes. I just love how Snow is just like, she gets the fuck struck. This is like the one, like, few time you see that Snow gets fuck struck. Like, look at that face.
It's the way he just storms in.
Yeah.
It's so, okay,
I'm complaining.
And I love Killian Shock's face on the fact that David, like, covered for him.
And wants to give him recognition. And he, like, cannot accept, like, recognition or gratitude at all. Like, he's just like, oh, God, this, like, this scene, I felt his awkwardness. Like, okay, I'm just
like, I think that was more Colin than Killian in this scene.
Yes.
Like, he did explode
like a little girl. It's so cute.
Yeah.
He didn't do it for credit. He just did it because that's the type of guy that he is. Like, he wasn't going to watch David die.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
He knew it was the right one. It's the right thing to do.
Well, yeah, because he couldn't lose another person's back. Like, it was
brother, I don't do rum. One of my favorite lines in the whole episode, I don't do rum.
I don't do rum.
I liked that. Yes. David chokes on the rum. Snow takes it like a champ.
Oh, my God. Takes it like a champ. We're here, guys. We're here.
Oh, yeah. Happening.
Here.
We get to go through this again. I love it.
Yeah.
Yes. Give me a sunny day.
Again.
Mites.
Yeah, obviously.
I love her little accent. How do you say it?
Mites.
Mites.
The face. The little,
Oh, my God. The little ear touch. And the lip touch.
I'm
going to
call the five to work for you.
Perhaps he knows how to handle it. I love how he pops the tea.
Pop tea is life.
I love how Emma says please as well.
There it is.
Perhaps you're the one who couldn't handle it. She just grabs the lapel. Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is literally one of her highest.
So good. And then she's like grabbing on the collar. She doesn't want to fall down.
And he goes, like, in some more, and she's like, oh, one-time thing. Like, I need to walk away from this. And he's like,
I need a cold shower.
I know, his face was so sad.
When he touches his lips, and he's like, all right, well, I'm so screwed.
Don't follow me. Wait 5 minutes. What is this, high school? It's fine.
When she says one-time thing, he walks away. She's like, I want some more.
Make sure no one sees me.
Yeah,
this is something
like, I've scratched the itch, but really just making it want him more. I
realized that Killian, the two people that he cared about most in his life, other than Emma before her, he had to watch their bodies.
Yeah,
fall
I was
off.
Literally just about to say this is such a parallel to me.
Oh my
like,
God.
Ugh. It is satchel.
That's the insignia.
This is like a great speech, too.
It's beautiful.
Would it make you want to be a pirate?
Yes.
Yeah.
His accent in this was great.
Oh, and how, so like, good. His voice breaks.
He got so angry
so...
and fired up.
Yes, he got so angry, yeah.
And I just feel like this speech, it kind of shows that, you know, he wanted to become a pirate for noble reasons, in a way. And, you know, maybe it's just the fact that everyone else has negative connotations with pirates that actually made him become the way he did. Because, you know, he might have had a very different idea about what kind of pirate he was going to be until everybody kept judging him to be something else, you know?
Well, it's such a stereotype, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That, like, David automatically assumes he's a horrible person because he's a pirate.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he saves his life, and he's like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I guess you're not that bad after all.
Huh. But you're still not David.
I could just imagine that's kind of how he became the way he was, though, like, over time, just with the prejudice of what people think pirates are, it just slowly does become that, in a way.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost like society, like a lot of people do judge people straight away, and you know, you can find out, well, it could be like Killian Jones, so give people a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, but like, where did he come up with this name on the fly, right? Like, it's time for us to rename this vessel.
I know,
and
he came out of nowhere.
Jolly Roger. Like,
he's been thinking about it for a while.
Because that's what the pirate flag,
yeah.
Jolly Roger?
Okay.
That's what that's called.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the skull and crossbones.
Now that you say that, I remember that. I'm an idiot.
I am here for all your pirate knowledge.
I'm kind of mad at his sword and, like, cut off his ponytail immediately.
Yes, that would be cool.
That would have been, like, the defining moment of the end of the scene is just him taking the sword and just cutting that fucking show off.
Man, that bow.
Oh, here comes Pan.
That ponytail ranks up as high as man buns for me. Sorry.
Robbie Kay does such a good job with Pan.
Robbie Kay is incredible.
He's my favorite.
I am so disappointed with his few episodes he got in the Underworlder because they underused him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely
he really did.
At the same time, he's working on Heroes, so he couldn't really.
Touché.
Yeah.
still.
This is a scene I got my tagline for my Tumblr from. It's like junk, a one-handed pirate with a drinking problem.
That is one of the best lines.
I would gladly take a one-handed pirate with a drinking problem.
If it was that one.
If it was this one.
And then, he drops the ball. Killian's face. Yeah.
To
the news that Neil's on the island and alive.
I was so scared after watching this the first time it aired. I was like, no! It's gonna be love triangles.
Right?
Yeah. I'm tired of love triangles. Come
exactly.
On, guys.
Just coming off a loss. I was like, no, I can't do it again.
Oh my gosh, yes! Absolutely. That was a fucking honor. That's not good there, Gabby.
I think Killian just looks so sad, though, and it's like, in a way, though, it's kind of like a test of, you know, what's more important to him, getting Emma or you know, changing for the better. And I think it does prove that he does want to change for the better for himself as well.
Exactly.
You know, it's not just for Emma, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because otherwise, he just wouldn't have said it, I don't think.
No.
And he also cares about Bay anyway. He does genuinely care about him.
I mean, they spent a lot of time in Neverland together.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we never got to see it much.
Exactly.
But...
Mm-hmm. We know it happened.
And that's the end.
Hey.
Yay. Woo! Second throw back is done, guys.
We made it.
Yes. All right, guys. Well, finished the episode. Good discussion. You know, I have a lot of responses from Tumblr to our Tumblr questions as well. But I also have an email from one of our favorite YouTube commenters, Joy from India. He sent us his thoughts on the episode, and let's see what we got here. Hey, me again. Loving your podcast. Keep doing what you're doing. You guys are doing a great job. Anyway, this episode was very special to me for a very specific reason. This episode aired at a time I was almost on the verge of dropping the show after a lackluster season 2 and an average opening of season 3. At that point, I wasn't really feeling the characters anymore or their motivations. Then came that epic screen melting kiss. Oh my lord. I have seen so many great first time kisses between romantic couples over the course of my long TV journey. But these two set the bar so high. Agreed. It was sexy, passionate, and hella intense. Colin and Jen totally deserved that. Deserved all the recognition in that scene because it was so amazing. So kudos to them. I also adore this episode because this is the first time they planted the seed for Captain Charming bromance, and the rest is history.
Yes.
Now that ship is the most adored one after. Colin does a commendable job of showing the procession from Killian Jones to Captain Hook in the flashback. We also have to remember that was the only other time we saw Killian cry besides the epic elevator scene, and that's huge. Liam's death was so tragic and heartbreaking. Robbie Kay also gave a stellar performance as the devious and manipulative Peter Pan. I did hate the ending when Pan reveals Killian that Balefire is still alive. I was like, but why? I loved young Balefire, but I never connected with MRJ's portrayal of adult Neil. The way he treated Emma was simply unacceptable. No offense to his fans, but I simply do not see the appeal of that character. Another scene worth mentioning was when David said her goodbye his goodbye to Snow and Emma. It was a tearjerker, even though we all know nothing was going to happen to him. So this is my 2 cents. Lots of love from India. Joy.
Yay. Oh.
Wow. Joy's awesome.
I know. That is a really good response as well. I agree with pretty much everything.
Every week. Just full of great response every single week. Thank you so much.
Exactly. And so on Tumblr, we made a post asking a few questions, you know, about what your thoughts were on. Was JMO's arms totally goals? Does it make you want to go to the gym?
Literally, gym-spiration when I go.
Your thoughts on ponytail, yay or nay? On a scale of 1-2, I will go down with this ship. How hot was that kiss? You know, things like that. I got some responses from CocoHook38. Her thoughts on good form. It was a hell of an episode. I remember having seen the season two, watching the first two seasons and Two Awakens before, so I could catch up and start season three. So it wasn't until watching the promo, I wasn't into spoilers at all. So it was a big, big episode full of surprises and emotions. I was in love with Hook, but when they kissed, oh my God. I think it's at this moment my Tumblr turned into a Hook and CS blog. Yes! That's it. Since that, I got a little ritual when my cousin came home. We watched the kiss with headphones on the small screen of my MP3, always 100% into the kiss, and all the leather squeezing and groaning and fanfilling. We are with you, Jules.
Can we just give a shout out to, was it Entertainment Weekly that released it without the background music?
Yes.
Yes.
And literally, you can hear everything.
And it's hear all of
amazing.
The
speaking
and,
I need to find that again so I can listen to it.
It's on the Weekly website.
It's on YouTube too. But
as well.
The leather squeaking gets me every time.
Yes, same here. It's like so hot.
I also have some bullet points from Captain Swan 710. Liam was cool, a little too cocky, but he was cool. And of course, those Jones Brothers flashbacks were great. Colin looks so young. Ugh, my heart. I mean, ponytail or not, I'd still do them. Have you seen the man? I mean, I can't argue with that logic, but, you know, I know how Kim feels about the ponytail. Yes. Captain Charming gives me all the feels. They came so far, and Killian going to incredible lengths to save Charming's life, going to the place where his brother would ultimately die because of the dream shade. Coming into contact with the plant that killed his brother, not wanting Charming to die so that he can still be with his family. I also like that he told him right off the bat that if he leaves the island, he'll die. That I do appreciate the fact that Killian was very, very blunt with him, because Pan wasn't truthful with him. Like, he said, you know, all magic comes with a price or whatever, basically.
Mm-hmm. That scene, you know. I didn't mention it at the time, but that scene hurt me so much because Killian was like, oh, okay, whatever, we'll pay you whatever. Like, he's so naive and innocent that he just automatically assumes it's money or gold or, like, whatever else that he could want that's, like, materialistic. But it was Liam's life. Like, he couldn't leave without the magic. So I was just kind of like, oh, you, like, think it's, like, gonna work out so well, and it's just, it doesn't, and it hurts.
That poor baby. And she also said, J-Mo does make me want to go to the gym. I mean, the Neverland arc was incredible because her arms were incredible. Yes, ma'am. I will go down with the ship. That's how hot that kiss was. It's the kiss that started it all. Maybe you couldn't handle it. I mean, he didn't handle it. She didn't handle it. I didn't handle it. I'm pretty sure the entire CS
no one handled it.
There was no handle on that episode whatsoever.
No. This was the beginning of my shipping.
Yes.
Episode.
This is the reason I caught up to on Once Upon a Time. So
I'm pretty sure this kiss has been blogged so many times by people who aren't even in the CS fandom saying, okay, I don't even watch the show, but I ship it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was saying last week, but you know, people, this couple, they've got all this chemistry and it works so well, and it's a hot kiss. You can't deny that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I also got a comment from Obi's girl, Obisgirl. Said, I think someone needs to write and fic now that where Charmin and Hook have a bro day and just go boating on the Jolly Roger.
Yes.
J-Mo, get on it.
Oh, God, again.
Do the thing.
Yes. A couple more thoughts from Fairy Tales and Time Travel. Hi, Jenna. I love Killian's ponytail. It's so cute, but I'm glad he got rid of it. I feel like it's inappropriate for it's appropriate for the time. I loved finally getting an in-depth look into the history with Liam. For so long, he didn't have anyone. It makes me happy that he had a brother like Liam to look out for him, even if he was a stubborn ass. Liam Stubborn Ass Jones.
That's his official name.
That is his official middle name. I don't give a hell what his actual middle name is. If he even has one, it's Stubborn Ass. You're welcome. but then to lose him like that, it was heartbreaking, but also got more depth to the character. I also loved in this episode how in the beginning, Killian tried to connect with Emma, but at the completely wrong time. Then after his amazing adventure with Charming, he grew because it brought back those painful memories and made him start to take a hard look at himself.
And then the kiss. It was perfect timing. He was uncomfortable with the praise, but then he put on his mask while still being himself around Emma, joking with her and pushing her back and forth and really went for it, her pushing back. And then the mask was gone. He was wrecked, and that made him look into himself even more. And I feel like this is going in circles. In conclusion, they kept saying you couldn't handle it. And I think they were talking to me because I couldn't, and I still can't handle the relationship. Most definitely agree with you on that one.
Yeah, I can relate to that completely.
You know what?
I
just thought of this when you were reading her comments about Liam and being stubborn, is maybe that's kind of like the only way he knows how to handle Killian now, because Killian was such a drunk before and like just was kind of a mess before. So in order for him to really clean himself up, maybe Liam had to like give him some tough love in a way. And now he just kind of just goes with it, because that's kind of how their relationship evolved into. And like, because Killian obviously still admires him for it, and the fact that his brother believed in him enough to pull him out of the hole he had dug himself in. I don't know.
But I don't know what. Like,
good job, Ray.
Yeah, good job. Like, totally. But also, like, his father left him on that boat whilst he was still very young, so Liam had to be a father role to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, so he has to give him that tough love when he was a drunk. And yeah, totally.
Got a few more comments from Coffee Shop, from Coffee Shop C Y N I C. So many thoughts and feels. I feel like I have a whole new take on Liam now that we have Brother Jones, but I still love him. I squeal every time Killian says "as you wish." Same. Also, David and Killian have come so far since this, and in parentheses said, seriously, you guys need to do a Captain Charming episode. This is only the beginning. This isn't the actual Captain Charming episode, but
it's coming.
So many people have said we need to do it, and I think it's official. We're going to do one.
Yes.
It's official, yeah.
Don't know when, but it's going to happen. I feel like right after the kiss was the moment Killian knew he was screwed and that Emma was the one for him. Like, he was attracted to her before, but this moment wrecked him.
Mm-hmm.
And it wrecked me.
Yep.
And all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be real.
Everybody's just, like, wrecked.
Yeah, just hot mess of a wreck, too. Like, all, like, a little bit of a wreck. Like, it's just, like...
You said he wrecked.
It sounded like you did, and I'm 12, so I
didn't.
Now I said it.
You all have to go
there, Jim. It gives a whole new meaning to shipwrecked, if you think about it.
Oh!
Yes.
We're here all night, folks.
Yeah. I'm also going to give a shout out to Vigilante Wives on Tumblr, because her post about listening to us and fangirling and squealing made our day.
Yes.
It's so cute. And everyone who has been, you know, saying that you need to watch and you need to listen to us and all that kind of stuff, it is absolutely incredible how we've been doing this for only 5 weeks. This is our sixth episode right now. The response has been amazing, and we would not be doing this if it wasn't for you guys. So thank you so much for listening, and we cannot wait to continue with all of the amazing content that we have coming up for you guys.
Absolutely. We're having so much fun doing this, and you know, you guys saying you're enjoying it as well, it just means the world to us. Thank you so much.
We got another shout out on Tumblr too, and I can't remember who it was though. Do you have that one, JMO?
I might. The big long one?
Yes, the one that Justine tagged us all in. Justine's still in Hawaii, guys, so in case you're wondering where she is.
Yeah, in case you didn't know where she was, she's been in Hawaii the past 3 weeks.
She's been living it up.
Which, she sucks.
Living the dream, I mean.
The damn dream.
Hawaii is my number one holiday destination, and she's there. I'm so jealous.
She'll be back next week for our next episode, which I will tell you what it is at the very end of the podcast.
Ooh. Exciting.
All right. So there was this post that was called, that was from This Compass Points North.
Yes.
And it said in the headline, subscribe to the OUACS podcast. They said, I know that I don't have many followers, but I hope the folks in the tags take notice. Anyone who loves Captain Swan should be listening to the OUACS podcast. The OUAT fans who contribute are positive, enthusiastic, and knowledgeable. So far, their podcasts have been about what CS moments have been their favorites, as well as commentary and rewatches of significant CS episodes. That's what we do. Two things that I appreciate about this podcast. Number one, that people who participate are focused on being positive. I understand that fans have strong feelings about characters on Once Upon a Time. However, I don't enjoy hearing podcasters mock or denigrate other actors and storylines. The contributors to this podcast seem to have made a point of focus on Captain Swan and their positive developments we have seen in their story arc. That is one of our rules of our show, to remain as positive as possible. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that someone has taken the time to notice that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of our focuses. It wants to be a positive space of Captain Swan fans.
Absolutely. And number two, from a technical point of view, the podcasters do a very good job of allowing only one person to speak at a time. I find it very frustrating to listen to podcasts where many people are speaking at once and nothing is intelligible. If you're looking for an engaging and enthusiastic podcast about Captain Swan, you should definitely check out the OUACS podcast. I cried.
I know.
I'm not even kidding.
That's so
Thank you so much. Like I reblogged it and I like say it every week, every time I get a comment. Like it means so much that people
The littlest comment, like saying maybe you guys rock, it makes our day. Mm-hmm. And we giggle about it every single time we get one because we're just like
girl like crazy.
Yeah, we really do.
Not even kidding.
Because we love them.
Yes.
We love you. Let's just, say it now. We'll just say it. We love you guys.
We do. We do. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys, so thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's all of the social media responses for the week. How about we get into fic and art recommendations?
Yay!
Who wants to go first?
Kim's got one.
Kimbo!
Come from behind. Earlier, I didn't have one.
where are you coming from, Kim? Where you come from, girl?
Where you come from, girl? Yeah.
Kim's coming from behind.
Kim's coming from behind, everyone.
Oh, yeah!
Be prepared.
Good lord.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself. Just walked right into that.
I backed right
really
into
asked
it.
For it.
You backed right into
back
that.
Right into it.
She backed for it. Oh my god.
Get it together, guys. Come on.
No, I'm an adult and I don't have to. okay. So this one comes from Tumblr. And it is a drawing. We talked about this last week, and I really love this. I think I found this after the episode last week. And I was like, oh my god, it's perfect. And it's from A Time Upon Once. And it is a Captain Swan drawing of Emma holding Killian's hook. And it's just kind of perfect. And I love it. And since we were talking about that last week, I was super excited that I found this. So that is my art rec this week.
I love it when she holds his hook like
it's the best thing ever.
It's part of him. My recommendation is a two shot. Fanfic. So normally do like multi chapters, but I thought, you know, people don't have time to read a lot of chapters. You know, we're busy people.
I have a life fandom.
Totally. You know, I mean, seriously, come on, guys. So when I'm a trainee, can read this one. It's a very fluffy one shot. It's very sweet. It's called Gold Medal T-Shirt by S.L. iMac. Yeah, I'll put a link in the comments anyway. It's an Olympic themed two shot.
Yeah.
So Emma and Killian are both Olympians, and it's sugary sweet. Like you're gonna have to fake after because it is so sweet. Like I read it on the train and I was like, this is just so cute. I love it. And it is like, if you want to pick me up, read this two shot. It'll make you so happy.
I love it.
So I have two. Rex this week, and the first one is from our very own J-Mo, and it is Love in the Time of the Gods, which is a which is a Hades, and someone's going to have to say it because I forgot how to say your name because I'm a mess. So I don't know how to say and pronounce stuff very well.
Persephone.
There we go.
Say it.
Persephone. Okay. yes, it is a Captain Swan AU, and if you like Greek mythology and you like that whole like relationship stuff, and oh, I love it. And she just updated it last week, I think.
Yep.
Yes. Yes, and I can't wait for the next chapter. I'm so
Yeah, because we all know it's coming in the next chapter.
Yes.
We do. We've been waiting for this a very long time. We've been waiting for this.
Oh, thanks, babe. That fic is absolutely my baby. I love it so much. And that is actually my most read and wrecked fic that I've ever written. And it's insane. And so thank you to anyone who has ever read it.
And shout out to, is it Bianca that does all your stuff? Yes, all her stuff is beautiful, and I cry.
Yeah, Bianca does banners for me, and also Julie CocoHook38 does art for me. She took the one shot that was in the universe called
yes!
"Dogs Behave Badly."
Oh, it's so pretty.
And I had created these flowers in the garden that that Killian has in the underworld. Spoiler alert. And she drew the flowers for me, and I couldn't contain myself.
So pretty.
But like, it just shows like what effort you've put into it. Like, you can tell that this is your most like wrecked fic, because you can tell the effort you've put into it and the hard work you've put into it. It's well worthy the recommendation, totally.
Thank you, babe.
Yes. And my other recommendation is a fan video, and it is by just the number 4 fun vids 925, and it is Emma and Hook CSAU, the Whiskey, the Liar, the Thief, and yes! It is the cutest freaking video I've ever seen, and it's so fun.
Amazing.
It's so much fun.
I love
and
it.
The song
so damn
will be
cute.
Stuck in your head.
Yeah.
For
literally
the rest of the day, and it just puts me in such a good mood. Like, I watch it and I just get so giddy because it's just the cutest fucking video ever. And y'all need to go watch it. The link will be on the website and all that good stuff. But oh, I love it. I love it so much.
I love it too. It's great.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do
you have one, Gab?
I do. I actually have two fan videos. So I only do fan videos, of course, but
give them to me.
There's one called Colin and Jennifer, the very best of Colifer by XX Matika Sana XX, I think. It's 26 minutes and 17 seconds long. Woo. But it's all their SDCC stuff from like the very beginning to the very end.
Oh, it's my kind of video.
So
yeah,
it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. And then I have also the Once Upon a Time Season 5B Captain Swan Crack vid that I shared with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hilarious. It's like 10 minutes and 51 seconds long, but it's awesome. It's really funny.
Crack vids are, you know, well, my crack, so that works. Yeah. Do you have a recommendation, Jenna?
I don't this week.
Okay.
I've been really,
for
really
shame.
Well, then it's
been living it up this weekend. It's okay.
You do. You did. So it's a good thing I have two. And for once, it's not a fic. It's one is an art and one is a fan video. The artwork, I'm going to just a general shout out to a woman named Chris, who I've gotten to know over the past couple days, and her Tumblr name and Twitter name is Flipperbrain.
Yes.
She takes these great CS scenes and sketches them out, and the background behind them is like different shades of rainbow.
It's so pretty.
It's absolutely stunning. The one I really just made my jaw drop was she actually did the Neverland Kiss, and it's just absolutely beautiful. It's just these shades of yellow into blue into purple, and you see it from Killian is grabbing the back of her head, and she's grabbing the collar, and it's just I can't. It's so beautiful. So yeah, that's Flipper Brain on Twitter and Tumblr.
On Twitter?
Twitter, yes.
Twitter pitted.
It's what I made. Sorry. It's what I made up. So, and then my video, my fan video art of the week, wreck of the week is, I showed you guys this before the show. Josh Groban hits me right in the feels no matter what. But this song of his is my Killian song, because that's how I feel like it's being sung from Killian's point of view. So my video is called OUAT Killian and Emma to In Her Eyes by Josh Groban. And the artist who did this is Nancy Munier. The way she sets everything up and just the latching the lyrics to the videos is absolutely beautiful. And I cry every single time I listen to it. So that is definitely going to be one you guys need to check out.
Oh, and who, sorry, my correct video is by Moonlight Shadow.
Okay.
Okay.
So is that it for Rex?
Yeah.
All right.
Fantastic. So next week, might be news to you guys, next week we're going to be doing the top five Emma Swan moments.
Yes.
So make sure, and this isn't necessarily with Killing, because we've already done all the CS moments. So do some research on this one. There's a lot to look through. So top five Emma Swan moments.
I have one already.
How do I choose? Only five. How do I choose only five?
I mean, it's going to be two episodes worth, right?
I feel like we'll probably have some similar ones.
Definitely.
We'll probably do what we did the last
time. T-Monks, you two. You two are the worst.
Yes. Bring it.
We'll probably do what we did the last time, where all of us come up with our own top five and kind of, you know, we'll spout them off during the episode. So, and, you know, obviously we'll want to hear from you on Twitter, on Tumblr, on Facebook, IG if you want to. You know, on the comments of this video, let us know what your top five Emma moments are, and we'll send you shout outs. Because, you know, if you send us something, you're going to get shout out on the show. So if you love it and you want to comment, let us know. Plain and simple.
Yeah. Okay, I will do. Yeah, I will do. Lindsay.
I don't think you need to. You'll actually be on the podcast.
I love getting involved. What are you talking about? But she sounds so passionate. I'm like, I'm gonna do what she says. Totally.
We do what she tells us to do.
I think that about wraps it up for our second CS throwback. Thank you for coming along on the Good Form journey with us. We enjoyed having you. And we'll see you back next week for the top five Emma Swan moments.
Yes.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Love you guys. Bye. Mwah.